Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's show. I'm going to start off today's show a little different. By the way, everybody's here, so... And again, the last few days, I haven't started off by our traditional good morning studio, and it's been a heavy few days, obviously. But if you weren't here at the end of yesterday's show, you missed Keith Urban. We had a lot of artists stop by, but Keith Urban came by and played Lean On Me, and it was fantastic. And it was moving and sad and happy, and it was all those inside of a song that we've heard 10,000 times, yet it still felt fresh and... every emotion at once. And I just wanted to play it back again as we start today's show. This is from yesterday, Keith Urban in our studio playing Lean On Me.
Lean on me, sing it with me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Here's one for you, Amy. An Indiana girl named Peyton Jones is spreading kindness with the Buddy Bench. She's 8 years old. She noticed that some kids at school were being left out during recess. She said, I want them to have something to play with. So she decided, this third grader, that they needed a Buddy Bench. So it's a place that a kid goes and sit if they feel like they're not included or they have nobody to play with. And so they go sit on the bench. And when they sit on the bench. Someone goes over and it's like, hey, come hang out with us.
Love it. She's 8 years old and she thought of that. That's so great. Because a lot of times at 8, you're just like thinking about yourself.
I mean, a lot of times at 25, 35, 40, you're just thinking about yourself.
Exactly. Maybe we need an adult buddy bench too. Yeah.
So, I see you, Peyton Jones. That is amazing.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Jason Aldean is canceling his shows out of respect for the victims, their families, and fans. He's going to be back October 12th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. To help out those affected in Vegas, you can go to BobbyBones.com. All proceeds from our Love, Hate, and Pimp and Joy items is going to provide help to the victims and families.
How much time are you spending watching the news still?
Oh, man. A lot.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I watched a lot early this morning, too. It's crazy.
It's, you know, coming to work this morning, it was like, all right, what do we do? Because a lot of people's lives don't change. But here we are. You know, we're kind of in charge of keeping a pulse of what's happening, but also keeping it positive and entertaining. It is a balancing act. So we'll try to balance that. I mean, it's not like we're not going to talk about it, but we're also going to talk about other things today for the first time in, well, since last week. So, yeah, I watched a lot of it. You know, they leaked a lot of and they weren't supposed to, like, pictures of the crime scene.
I mean, crazy.
Crazy anyway, even if they were supposed to come out. But the fact that someone would put those out that...
Well, from what I understand, it was not supposed to be out. And whoever they find out did it will be fired wherever they came from.
And no, they were emailed out, so they'll be able to find a digital trace to that. But yeah, I didn't know they were leaked. I looked at all of them. I went through and was like, wow, look at all this. And so, but then people start to draw conclusions of things they don't know. Like there was a piece of paper with a pen beside it, and they're like, oh, it must be a note. We don't know if that was a note or not. Like,
yeah, all hotels have pads by the phone.
Yeah. So that there still is no motivation. You know, they have that girlfriend now back, and now the FBI, now they have her back saying she is a person of interest. She arrived back in Los Angeles last night. The FBI also said the shooter wired $100,000 to the Philippines last week. It's not clear who it was for. It's just there's so much unknown. And you know what? It could be known. Some of it could be known. They could be... have a lot of things that they don't want to put out because it could hurt other parts of an investigation. Yeah. But yeah, it is weird that
he's like, hey, found you a good ticket, so go ahead and go. You haven't been back since 2015. Go ahead and go.
Monday was the saddest day in Twitter history.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to even talk about and even think that's a thing, but words, phrases are all monitored. Monday was the saddest day in Twitter history. We're going to do Tell Me Something Good coming up in about 2.5 minutes, by the way. And the whole show won't be about this. I mean, it's tough for the whole show not to be about this, but yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of stories from what happened during the situation came through. You know, the guy that stole the truck and then drove all the people to the hospital over and over again. We talk about that, too. I mean, he was a former Marine. Mm-hmm. He went and stole the truck and just started finding people and driving them to the hospital. I think he did 3 trips or so, and then the ambulance came. Those are some updates from last night. I said I wasn't going to talk about it, then I just spent 4 minutes talking about it.
It's hard not to.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, time for positivity.
Tell me something good.
All right, we're going to go around the room and share something positive. I'll go first. A cancer patient whose car was stolen received a new set of keys to a brand new Nissan. A few weeks ago, Kate Barnett was shopping and her Dodge Neon was stolen with her wheelchair and her wallet. She said, I won't press any charges. I just want my car back. Like, I cannot afford to buy another one. After they aired the story, the president of this Nissan place said, hey, we got you. Gave her a brand new Nissan.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
She went home with her new Nissan on Monday this week.
That's pretty cool. Probably got her an Altima or a
Shout
Maxima.
Out. Okay, now you're just inserting car name.
Or a Rogue. Pathfinder.
But let's
Titan.
Be honest.
Have you seen the
Titan? Are good too.
Titan and Nissan.
Frontier.
Yeah. So shout out Nissan for that. Amy?
Well, one city has set a goal to do 1,000 acts of kindness, and they hit over 106,000 acts of kindness.
Wow.
So they far exceeded their goal, and I thought, man, what if like every city rallied together and was like, hey, let's set a goal for random acts of kindness. Just think what a better place this world would be.
Lunchbox, you're up.
Back in 1957, Beth Ann wore a class ring around her neck. It was her boyfriend's, and they went to the beach after graduating high school. They're swimming, and they lose the class ring. Well, they end up getting married. 60 years later, someone's, you know, swimming in the ocean, found the ring, and got it back to him.
No way.
What up?
Swimming in the ocean, they just found it.
He was diving. He was doing some diving, and he's like, what is that in the bottom of the sand? He digs it, class ring from 1957,
hits up
Beth Ann in Washington State, and gets it back to her.
Dang. There you go. Tell me something good right there. Bobby Bone. So they're saying that if you want to have a baby boy, you should never skip breakfast. Like, it's that easy. Skipping breakfast increases the likelihood of having a baby girl. I mean, I guess we could say if you want to have a baby girl, skip breakfast. And we can switch it up and act like...
Yeah, you know all the husbands are going to be feeding their wives breakfast.
Eat.
Breakfast is so important.
I brought you a tray of food, honey. Steak, lobster. So morning people also are happier than night owls, according to this. That's a bunch of turd.
What? I thought I was the morning person and you're the night owl.
Well, yeah, you're in a better mood in the morning.
But I, Bobby, am a night owl who has to wake up in the morning, so I'm not happy when I have to wake up.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you gave me 3 days and said for the rest, you get 3 days, right? And whatever you decide in 3 days, I would go to, I'd wake up at noon or one and then be like the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
I love it.
It's the way to go.
I would go to sleep when the sun was coming up and feel perfect about it. So there's that. If you like shopping on the internet, do it from your computer, not your phone. You make more impulsive purchases on your phone than your computer.
I believe that.
Do you?
Yeah, that new like shop now button on Instagram, trouble. It sends me an ad and then it says shop now and you press it and you can shop it right now.
Oh, we know how it works. We understand the concept of shop now.
They get me every time. Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Yesterday on the show, Maren Morris played her song Dear Hate, and it is going to be available on iTunes featuring Vince Gill this Friday. So you can buy that, and she announced that the proceeds from the iTunes sales will be donated to the Music City Cares Fund.
Yeah, and if you want to hear it, just to hear it, you can go to YouTube. She put a version up with Vince Gill, and again, she performed it on our show too with her fiance and artist Ryan Hurd. So, but yeah, Friday it goes up.
It was beautiful. So definitely just know that's going to go towards the Vegas funds. And Jason Aldean canceled all three of his shows this weekend out of respect for the shooting victims. And he released a statement saying it's time for everyone to come together and stop the hate. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Orleans, Louisiana. A man was down on Bourbon Street. He was up on one of the balconies. He had a few drinks, and he starts trying to spit on people on the street below. Only problem is he leaned a little too far to spit on some people, and boom, fell over the balcony, and he was rushed to the hospital.
Wow.
Karma got him real quick. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Get your bones on. This is a Bobby Bone Show.
I look over at Amy, and she has a nice rose gold computer. And I was like, dang, Amy really did a little treat yourself.
Yeah. Got her new
computer. That's nice.
Rose gold.
Oh. I didn't even notice that.
I didn't either. Listen, I haven't noticed much over the last couple days. I look over, and Amy's got a new laptop. And it was like, I was about to comment on it until I remember she actually spilled something in her other one.
No, that's why.
Yeah. I took it in, and it was going to be, I don't know if he was just selling me on this, but he said it was going to be more expensive to probably fix it, even half the cost of a new one, just to investigate if it was like going to be major water damage. But it wasn't turning on, and he's like, I'm not seeing any water, but we're going to have to ship it off. And to ship it off, it was like crazy expensive. So I was like, okay, let's check out these new ones. Plus, I had an older model. He said it was about time for me to upgrade anyways. And I said, do you happen to have that in rose gold? And he said, yes. And I was like, all right, looks like that computer's fried. I'll take a new one.
Then you got a new computer. How'd you spill into it? What'd you do?
Well, it was Monday. We were doing stuff, and, you know, I had our little Runa energy things that we drink, and it went right into the computer.
You just hit it?
Yeah, my headphones knocked over, and I was like a domino effect, hit a couple other things, and then... Because it really wasn't next to my computer. It just... other things hit it, and then that's how it happened. So, but... Good news. Apple Care Protection now offers spillages. Is that a word?
That's good news.
That is good because they didn't for a long time.
Yes.
Even with water, was like, you're just out of luck.
Yeah, and it happens to everyone all the time.
Yep.
So does that mean you lost everything on your computer?
Yes, it does.
Your cloud saved probably a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I have a hard drive, too, of photos. I didn't lose anything important. But
so, no, the answer's no. You asked her, she said yes, but the answer's no.
Well, no, there was stuff I hadn't backed up.
He said, did you lose everything on your computer? And you went, yes.
Except for pictures.
That's not true.
It feels that way.
She lost a couple Instagrams from this week.
Oh, okay.
Watching the news, this is the guy that was shooting at the hotel that killed all those people, bought 33 guns in the last year. That's a lot of guns. The gunman had guns from four locations. This is some audio here.
They were purchased in Nevada, Utah, California, and Texas. The gunman purchased rifles, shotguns, and pistols. At this time, none of the guns recovered appear to be homemade.
You know, what was wild to me as I was watching, like you guys, and I'd watch the police come out and talk and they would show videos, and he had cameras in the hallway that were watching for the police, and he had cameras that were watching him. And I was like, how did the cameras not notice the cameras? You know, like there's supposed to always be people watching the hotels.
Well, I saw he had one on a food cart, like hidden in the food. Like a food cart outside of his hotel
room. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, he was like...
It wasn't just like put on the floor, like looking up as like a little GoPro or something?
Right, and I don't think if I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but in the hallways where the rooms are, I don't remember there being cameras.
There are cameras in the hallways.
Are there?
Yeah, there are cameras in the hallways. Not in the rooms, but there are cameras in the hallways. Here.
There were two cameras located in the hallway so that the suspect could watch as law enforcement or security approached his room. And there was another camera placed inside the hotel room door peephole so that he could see down the hallway.
Wow.
Yeah, he was very unprepared. And the story came out that he was set up the weekend before and rented out a different place. And there were two festivals happening then. There was, and I forget the name of it. Yeah. Do you know what it was called? It was like an outdoor.
Life is beautiful.
Life is. So it was happening outside in downtown Las Vegas. And we were having our iHeartRadio Music Festival, and even the Outdoor Village, which is in that same exact spot. And so he was having, he had rented places there as well. It lasted 11 minutes.
We know that the suspect fired over a dozen or so volleys, and we know that the firing by the suspect ceased at 10:19.
I mean, 11 minutes is an eternity.
And he had one of those, oh, shoot, now I can't remember what they were calling it, but an attachment to a gun. That
oh, like
makes
a bump.
A bump.
In Nevada, you can't have an automatic. You can have a semi-automatic, but you can't have an automatic. But you can buy things that you can put inside the semi-automatic to make it an automatic.
So it makes it go faster.
And those are legal, yes.
Well, that's
I know one.
No, it's an absolute loophole.
Yeah,
it's really an absolute terrible loophole.
Yeah, yes. One gun store was like, "Well, I mean, we don't sell them in the store; we just sell them online, and people just use them mainly for recreation, like for fun." I'm like, oh, "What's fun about that?"
So, we're not spending all show talking about this, but we're also not ignoring it.
Right.
So we're gonna walk the line of trying to balance all show long. So that's all.
Now, we've got a few listeners that I've gotten emails from that work at Mandalay Bay, and they really want to hear the morning corny.
Well, we'll just see about that. Yesterday, Maren Morris came in, and she played this song called Dear Hate, and she said she'd written it a few years ago. She was looking for a reason to put it out, but she kind of felt opportunistic putting it out just at any time. And so she came in, and she played it yesterday, and she was like, hey, I'm going to put it up, and donate whatever money I make to the fund, the Las Vegas fund for all the victims. And so it's up early. Like originally it was going to go up Friday, but it's up now on iTunes. And so I thought I would let you guys know. I thought I would play it again too. So here's Dear Hate from Maren Morris and Vince Gill. It was going to be up Friday. It's actually up now if you want to download it. You were there. Dear Hate, It's Maren Morris with Vince Gill. It's on iTunes now. Raise money for the Las Vegas Victims Fund. I'll say this, that we've put up these shirts, and also our Pimp and Joy shirts, but our Love Greater Sign Hate shirts, Love's Greater Than Hate, they're up at bobbybones.com, and we don't keep any of the money. Also goes to the same Las Vegas Victims Fund. And I'm just looking at numbers now. Because of you guys, we've been able to raise over $122,000. That may be our record for a day for anything fundraising. I'm not sure. We don't keep track of that stuff. But for a day, $120,000, like you guys
pretty incredible.
You guys are really coming through. And if, I said it yesterday a bunch. I'll say it again today. Because I planned either today or tomorrow to go give blood. Because I don't want to be a hypocrite and say, hey, do it and then not do it. So if anything, I'm talking to myself, like, give blood if you can't get money. Sometimes you got to wait till Friday to give money. Sometimes you don't even have money on Friday after you get paid. Been there. But we just want to give you as many opportunities and as much education about how you can help if you want to help. So bobbybones.com for our Love's Greater Than Hate shirts. And because of you guys, as of late last night, it was over $120,000. So all the Pimp and Joy stuff is also directed that direction as well. And so we thank you for that. Bought a dog treat for my dog yesterday. It was a pumpkin spice dog treat. I felt stupid. I just thought it was a pumpkin. But I looked at it and I was like, my dog doesn't know it's fall. My dog doesn't even know what a pumpkin is. Maybe he liked it. He likes everything.
Yeah.
I put it on my Instagram. But they make pumpkin spice dog treats.
Like, of course they do.
They see us coming, yeah, man. If you want to see it, my Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones. We're going to lighten it up a little bit because today is National Taco Day. And I was going to give all these out separately, but I'm just going to do it all at once. Taco Bell, a fine partner.
It's a lot of cards. What do you got
wow.
there?
And sponsor of our show. And also, let me tell you, I love Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
They have given us 5, 10, wow. 15, whoa. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 40. I have $50 in Taco Bell gift cards.
Okay.
So we'll give them away because National Taco Day. I'll give them away all at once. But they got to win a game. That's the day they call her.
Yes.
Let me do National Taco Day facts. Eddie, would you mind if I played your music?
I would be honored.
Okay. The word taco translates to light lunch in Mexican Spanish.
Really?
The name comes from the first sort of workers who ate them every day for their lunches.
Didn't know that.
Taco Bell started as Bell's Hamburgers and Hot Dog Stand. The owner then took advantage of the stand that was located in a Hispanic neighborhood, so he started selling crispy hard shell tacos at 19 cents each.
That's cool.
Wow.
Americans eat 4.5 billion tacos a year, but to break that down, that's 490,000 miles of tacos, which could go to the moon and back.
To the moon and back with
that's
tacos.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
We like tacos, I guess.
The world's most expensive taco costs $25,000. It features Kobe beef, lobster, caviar, and stuffed with black truffle brie cheese.
Oh.
To order the taco, you have to stay at the Cabo San Lucas Hotel, the presidential suite, and plunk down a $12,000 deposit.
Okay.
That's
wow. Wow. He's eating this taco.
The biggest taco ever made, 2011 in Mexico, 246 feet long.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Let's beat that.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Americans. Let's do this.
Let's
yes, we need to take that away from Mexico.
Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. I'm going to give these away. We'll mail them to you. The most mind-blowing fact of all, Taco Cat, spelled backwards, is Taco Cat.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Makes no sense, but mind blown. Yeah. Just to give you some updates on the shooting, and as I said, we won't talk about this all morning, but everyone's still trying to figure out what motivated the guy. I mean, I don't really see any answers that they've even found where they're like, we think this is why. Has anyone else?
No.
Mm-mm. Which is wild, because usually by now they'll say, we found this in his history, that he's connected to knowing this, except for his dad breaking out of jail and being on an FBI Most Wanted list a long time ago.
1968.
Which really has, I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
Right, but one thing I did see is the sheriff or whatever, the lead talker from the police department said, when I say I don't know, we may know, but we can't reveal it at this time. So they may know more information than we really...
Well, yesterday I was like, listen, I agree. Usually something gets out, like the leaked photos shouldn't have got out. They got out.
Yeah.
They always know more than we know.
But why would someone want to be part? I don't know.
Go ahead.
Just be part of compromising an investigation. Like when you're
money.
Okay.
Like what if you send them to TMZ and they're like, hey, we'll give somebody $50,000.
Oh, okay.
Money.
Yeah, I know. Money. Money, money, money.
So some photos were released of his hotel room, and I saw them before it was said they were leaked pictures. I thought they were just pictures that the police department had put out. There were guns all over the room. He rigged cameras up in the hallways to let him know when the cops were coming. And I guess he had put cameras in like the... Because I saw the food cart in the picture too.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's kind of random.
Like a room service food tray cart thingy.
Makes sense now.
And I guess he had a camera in the cart. He had cameras also filming him. His girlfriend, who they said she's not a person of interest. And maybe they just said that so she'd kind of surface again. Well, she surfaced and now she's back in LA. And the FBI says she is a person of interest. She arrived in LA last night. And there was this whole thing where he wired $100,000 to the Philippines last week. So they don't know who it's for. If they do, they're not saying. I mentioned earlier that they do these things where they can detect words. And Twitter had the saddest day in history on Monday. And, you know, they're announcing more victims. And they're showing more of who they are and their stories. And
that's who we want to remember. We don't want to remember him. We want to remember them. But
I don't even know his
hard.
Name. Like,
yeah, I couldn't tell you right now. I don't even want to. I mean, I know a lot about him in the details, but
yeah,
I'm thankful
too.
That the new they're not. I'm not really hearing his name, which is good. And we want to remember these victims, but man, is it hard when they show stuff on the screen and give you details. But
yeah, and I watched. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I watched the body cam stuff. I was like, I was watching the cops' body cam go into it.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch any of that?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And you're watching these cops trying to figure out where it's... When I saw the one... We may have seen 10 different ones. I don't know. But the one that I saw, they were like, we don't know where it is yet. And they were just going toward the sound.
Yeah.
They were going toward what was happening. And he was like, we still can't identify where it is. And they were behind a wall, and there were two cops moving that direction. And I was just thinking, man... I wonder what they're thinking. Like, are they like, man, at any time I could get hit? Probably not. They're probably just thinking, let's just try to find this dude. Yeah, it's a different click in the brain that they have, that heroes have that I don't have. I mean, I'd have been out. So I'm thankful that these first responders are just out there working for us all the time. So, again, not talking about it all show, but just wanted to put an update out there. What I did say we do is lighten it up a bit and do some easy music trivia. Like, these are really easy music questions. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick Kelsey, who's sitting here on the phone. Hey, Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I'm going to let you pick either Lunchbox or Amy to play for you.
Oh.
Now, they both struggle in knowing facts about music history. So,
speak for yourself.
If they win, you win. Who would you like to represent you, Lunchbox or Amy?
I pick Amy.
Whoa! Okay. Whoa! Kelsey has picked Amy.
The pressure.
Caitlin. Are you there? Caitlin, Lunchbox is going to play for you, okay?
Okay.
If he wins, you win.
Great.
How do you feel about that?
I'm confident in you, Lunchbox.
That's right.
What
Caitlin.
We want to bet any money on this, Caitlin? If he loses, you lose money. You want to do that?
No.
Okay.
Caitlin, you're going to Taco Bell. Make your reservations right now.
I don't think you need reservations, but...
Well, I guess you go to that cantina.
I have $50 in gift cards here that we had in our studio. It's National Taco Day, so we're going to give them away. Here we go. Easy music trivia.
Yeah, easy.
Write your answer down, please.
Okay.
Question number one. What country singer is a former member of the band The Steel Drivers?
Oh, that's easy.
Easy music trivia.
I'm in for the win!
It is easy.
Eddie, quick copy.
I don't know that this one's that easy, but when I tell you, you're going to be like, oh.
Like, I'm going to be like, oh. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Getting that ready for you, Amy. All right. Amy, what's your answer?
Blake Shelton.
Oh, just as I assume. Lunchbox.
That's my boy, Chris Stapleton.
It's Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, right. Once you say it, I am like, okay.
Man! Woo! I'm so so smart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, Lunchbox up 1-0.
Feeling good right now.
Sorry, Kelsey.
What country artist has the record for most number one hits?
Okay.
I'm in for the win.
In the lead's Lunchbox. What do you have, Lunch?
I believe he has 50. George Strait.
George has like 60-something.
Amy, what's your answer?
So let's get that straight. Garth Brooks.
It's George Strait, and he has 60.
What? Yeah. I even knew the number. I just thought for sure that Garth...
Garth sold more albums. He hasn't been existing
as long.
I knew
he had like double, triple diamonds, platinum.
Man, Caitlin going to Taco Bell. She's tasting that right now.
Yeah. Kelsey, woo! I'll send you some tacos.
Three more.
Okay.
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and The Who were part of what in the 60s? I can even give you a bigger hint. The blank invasion.
What?
An invasion.
Yeah, that's easy.
Is he joking right now? That's easy? Hold on. Wait.
Amy, if you get beat by him in any trivia...
Can you name the artists again, please?
The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and The Who.
Okay. I'm shocked right now.
I'm in.
The Lunchbox is winning.
I'm so shocked by this.
I know.
Okay, me too.
Lunchbox.
Oh, the English invasion, baby. What?
Amy, you can get back in the game if you nail it. Go ahead.
The American invasion.
Oh, the British invasion.
Oh, British. I thought they came and invaded.
I thought they invaded America.
Lunchbox, you're dominating this, buddy.
Wow.
Man, I was close. English, British. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because you call them it.
Close isn't good enough.
Two more, though.
On the Brits. Are you going to call them the English?
Yeah.
All right. British invasion.
Kate Hudson is the real name of what famous singer? Kate Hudson is the real name of what famous singer?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh. Oh, that's easy.
It's not easy when you struggle with it. Like, he struggles, and then when he finally gets something, he yells
I'm in for the win. Man.
Kate Hudson. Okay, I'm in.
Lunchbox, you'll clinch if you hit this.
Yeah, do you want to give it to Amy first?
I'm
going
to give it to Amy first.
Okay.
Amy.
Duh, Miranda Lambert.
Oh, my goodness, Amy. You are so
funny. Lunchbox.
It's Katy Perry.
All I do is win. Oh, wow.
Crunch, crunch, Taco Bell! Crunch, crunch, crunch!
All right.
Woo! This guy.
Caitlin.
Kelsey. Oh.
No, Amy.
No,
you lost.
We don't go to Kelsey. We go to Caitlin.
Oh, I thought I could apologize to her, though.
Caitlin.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Lunchbox.
You are so welcome. Woo!
All right.
I appreciate you.
All right, you too.
Okay.
Get a room. All right.
Yeah.
Get a room. Hey, thanks for listening in Virginia Beach. Stay on the phone, okay? We'll get you these gift cards.
Sure thing. Thanks, guys.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Nice work, Lunch.
Yeah.
No. Bad work, Amy.
Bad work.
What?
I can't believe it, Amy.
You got like tons right.
I know.
So
and you missed every single one.
Every single one.
I'm so sorry, Kelsey and George Strait.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
This feel weird. Like, we just played a game. I felt a little weird, but I still think it's what we should do. I'm beyond just the human part of me is like, man, I feel weird to have fun. It shouldn't feel weird to have fun, but when you spend 2 days and you're just doing two shows where it's not fun, and you do have fun, it feels a little weird. But I'm glad I don't know. Anything you want to add?
I would say right after that, I was like, oh, that felt refreshing. Like, I was thankful for it. Like, we got to have a good time. I think that that's important. Balance. Like you said at the beginning of the show will have balance.
Yeah, and then Amy said someone requested her joke, which we haven't done in a few days.
Yeah.
Oh, don't act surprised. Oh, that's good for my joke.
Let me see if I can come through here.
Stop it.
Okay.
The Morning Corny.
What is the leading cause of dry skin?
What's the leading cause of dry skin?
Towels.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
towels.
That was the Morning Corny.
Thank you, Amy.
Welcome.
Before all the shooting happened, on Sunday night. I put together a whole show to come in on Monday with, and I had a lot of things, obviously, that we didn't talk about that I have sitting here in a pile to talk about, and we can get to them. Like before, because, you know, our band, Eddie and I, we played Route 91 Festival, and I was actually going to talk about the festival and how fun it was. And I was going to talk about before that, I went and stayed at Blake Shelton's ranch for 2 days, like, which was crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was there at Blake's place with, it was me and Blake and Gwen. And
it's just, pretty amazing.
Everybody just hanging. It wasn't a thing. It was like people. Like, I mean, it wasn't a thing. We shot some stuff in the daytime. And then after
TV stuff.
Yeah. And then after that, it was just like, hey, stay up here. So me and Rod, my boss, our boss, did. It wasn't like 100 people or anything. And so we stayed and watched football and ate food. And
like what kind of food?
Yeah, what is Blake?
Yeah, like,
did y'all grill out? Did he bust out the green egg? Does he cook or does he have a cook?
No, we brought a bunch of stuff because it was at his ranch. So he stays in California most of the time because of work.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of food up there. So we ate stuff from the grocery store.
Okay.
And
I didn't know if you like hunted your food.
That's cool.
And we didn't.
Hunting and gathering.
Yeah.
But yeah, like. And I've met Gwen a few times and spent.
What did she eat?
I don't know that I paid attention to what she ate. No, but
I'd be like, I'll have what she's having.
For those that are wondering about Blake, like that's the real dude. Like the Blake that you see, that's the real Blake. And I've spent enough time with him now, long term, like long form time, not just 15 minutes, not just, you know, here and there. Even then, that's the real Blake Shelton. Like, that's Blake. Love him or hate him, or most people love him. He's a good dude. I like him. And so we hung out and watched football and drove around the ranch and just, I don't even know.
Cool.
What I liked about your pictures is this, you really showed how much bigger he is than you. like you looked tiny and you're not small.
I'm the biggest person on this show and Blake is bigger than me.
By like two times maybe.
Yeah. Like I'm easily 6 foot tall. And Blake is a big dude.
Yeah.
I saw that in your pictures. Like, wow, look, this really shows how big of a dude that guy is.
I think sometimes it was the angle too though, because Bobby did look really small.
You look
Blake
tiny.
Blake is huge.
Maybe Blake's huge. Toby Keith's huge. When you talk about people that you don't expect.
Oh my goodness, you're right. Yeah.
I could tell you, yeah, there's some things I don't want to say because it was like Blake's house and you don't want to.
Yeah, it was like private time.
But I can tell you that he has one of those Deer Hunter video games, one of the big ones.
Oh, like arcade game.
Yeah. With the, yeah.
Really?
With, yeah, where you look for the. It's like really cool, like 10 years ago, but he still has it up.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good. Like, good dudes, good people. Let me talk to Nick in Oklahoma City. Hey, Nick.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I just had a question for all y'all. I know a while back you guys were talking about how the kids being too young to go to a concert. Well, the Raging Idiots are coming to Oklahoma Diamond Ballroom in December, and my wife asked me if we should take our kids, and she'll be 2 in February, and do you guys think that's too young?
I mean, I think, I don't know your 2-year-old. I always say you can bring the kids because of the content of our, like Eddie and I play in a band, the Raging Idiots. And I always say, we did a kid's record, so we don't curse. There's nothing, no bad. Like, the whole sound thing, I don't know. Like, I don't have a 2-year-old. I don't know if a 2-year-old. Eddie, what do you think of it?
I mean, yeah, our show's clean as far as that goes. I mean, I think if they have earphones in it or, you know, earmuffs or whatever and can take that noise away, because it gets loud.
Yeah.
It's a concert. We're a lot of energy. It's loud. That's up to you.
Okay, I don't think it's bad. I think he's asking like our conversation a while back about is it appropriate to have like kids at a concert or in a bar, which whatever. But if you could find a sitter for the night, it could be a fun time for you and your wife or your whomever to get away and like have a good time at the Raging Idiot show.
I don't know if that answers your question. Like as far as like the physical 2-year-old ears, I don't know. But a 2-year-old, we're not going to say anything bad. There's nothing bad about anything we do. We're not out.
I'd get a sitter.
Breaking the rules.
If you
did. Yeah, but... You know, I was texting with a lot of our band members because they're obviously kind of freaking out. You know, we played the night before the shooting and they're, you know, I got off the big, big group text, but then a couple of them reached out and I had to make sure everybody was like still cool with playing and like going, because we are going out and doing, we're back on tour in like 2 weeks. We do Lubbock and Tulsa and El Paso and Austin. And so we go back and play, but. And I think everybody, there were one or two that were like, oof, I don't know. But I think it's just time. Everybody reacts differently to situations like that.
Yeah.
But we will be there. We're going to play. Like, it was never that we weren't going to show up. I didn't let some dude, like, run it for anyone.
Exactly.
So, yeah, like, we're not coming. So if you're out in Lubbock or Tulsa and you want to come, we'd love to see you. Let's catch up on some things. Last couple shows have not been about the lighthearted life things. They've been about real life sad things. And so I have a whole list of things that I was going to talk about on Monday's show that I've just kind of been holding here. So I like to go over some of them. Number one, how are Amy's face shingles?
They're much better.
Yeah.
But I still have red dots. I don't know. But they're not. They're better.
So the face shingles are better. Lunchbox is upset that you're bringing him into the room.
I know, but he's fine.
I was nervous you were contagious because I don't want to get shingles. You said if you've had chicken pox, you can get shingles.
It's actually the opposite. I misunderstood that. It's if you haven't had chicken pox. And then also, I think you'd have to, like, come rub up against my forehead, which...
Which we do before the show every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I watched This Is Us over the weekend. I didn't watch last night's, but I was going to talk about that episode, the first episode back. Pretty fantastic.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, without spoiling anything at all, I still don't believe what I see. Because they've tricked us like three times.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And, man, they're going to keep us going for how much longer?
You're talking about how the dad dies, which is not a spoiler because you know that almost immediately in the show. But so I didn't get to watch last night. Anybody watch last night?
Not yet.
Nope.
I save it.
Like, I'm telling you, I've been watching so much news. Like, it stays on the news. And I probably should change it off the news a little bit because it really takes me down.
Yeah.
But as soon as I start to feel sorry for myself, I go, you know what? I got nothing to feel sorry for myself about. People lost brothers and sisters and friends. Ugh. So I have those moments where it's like I start to feel down. I'm like, oh, I feel bad for myself because I'm watching the news. And I'm like, you know who really feels bad for themselves? Freaking people who had to live through this.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story, and I saw it yesterday. And we mentioned it earlier where there was an ex-Marine, I think he's 29 years old, at the festival. He went and as the shooting was happening, started looking for a truck with keys in it and found a truck with keys and basically stole the truck and just started taking people to the hospital. I think he made three trips carrying people. And then the ambulance got there and started to grab people as well. But he was, and I think by reading the story, it was he was looking for the people the quickest and the worst, and he would throw them in the truck and drive them back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, here's a guy who is standing out there while the guy's firing.
Now, he is a former Marine, but he's just a civilian there. He doesn't have to spring into action.
So, one, he's out there risking his life because he's standing out there while the gunfire's coming down. Two, he's helping others while he's risking his life. And then he goes back. In the back, as it's happening. So I read that story and thought that was a pretty phenomenal story as far as...
And he wasn't like, oh, I don't have a truck, so I can't help. Like, he straight up went and...
Yeah, he just started looking for keys.
Figured out a way. Yeah. Amazing. And he was like, I'm just going to take this. I'm sure...
That being said, don't leave your keys in your car. You know?
There's also that lesson, too.
True.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad someone did in this case. But people in Amy's neighborhood stealing cars like crazy.
Yeah.
People just leave keys in them, sitting around.
Yeah, and leave it... Yep.
And leaving them unlocked.
Yeah.
I wonder why someone would leave their keys just sitting in their truck, though. Like, I'm glad they did for this, but I wonder why someone would just leave their keys in their truck.
Yeah, I've never done that, really.
Oh, my dad's done it twice, got his van stolen twice.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
After the first time, doesn't he go,
Yeah, probably. Well, one time he was just running in somewhere real quick.
Yeah.
And I do that. I keep it running.
And then
boom, an hour out, and gone.
Seven. Yeah. So there's a movie, it's playing, they're in the movie theater, and his teenagers will not be quiet. And this woman's like, shh. These teenagers will not be quiet. He's like, shh. So a bunch of people then in the movie theater go, hey, kids, shut up. So they shut up and watch the movie. Then they waited on her after the movie and beat her up.
No. Whoa. No, they
oh,
didn't.
No.
Yeah, they punched
no, they
her.
Didn't.
Like, they like punched her in the face twice and ran away.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
What's wrong with kids? What is that? That's crazy.
People. What?
It's terrible no. terrible parents raising those kids.
Yeah.
No,
you want another one?
Okay.
A San Antonio couple brought their baby in to rob Pizza Hut.
Oh. That's just sad.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they had the baby. The first one walked in with a stroller and said, hey, what's up with the specials? Then right behind them came. Yeah. Crazy, huh? What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people? Gosh.
It was linked to another incident of armed robbery at the same Pizza Hut a week earlier. Like, they couldn't even drive down the street to a different one. They took their baby.
Used it as a decoy, like a distraction.
Or maybe they just couldn't find a sitter. Like, I really don't know why. Because do you really need a distraction to rob a place?
I mean,
Yeah, you don't, because you don't think
Amy
the lady.
Knows.
Listen, you don't think the lady with the baby is going to be robbing you.
Yeah, but the lady with the baby didn't.
Right, so they were all like, "Oh, look at the cute little baby."
I don't know if they were.
We're totally hypothetical
now.
No, I think they could have found a sitter. I think they.
You think they could have found a sitter to rob?
Okay.
Or they left the baby in the car.
Okay. I don't know what the right answer is on that. I know it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's people being ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I thought that the guitarist from the Josh Abbott band made a point of a lot of those guys during the festival had either concealed handgun licenses or weapons on the bus, but they were afraid to grab them because they thought that someone would think they were the shooter.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I didn't even think about that. And you know what? He's probably right. Like, if you're a cop and you can't identify where that is,
and then you see someone with a gun.
Yeah. Until he said that, I was like, I never thought about it like that.
Because nobody knew where it was coming from or what. So then what, all of a sudden you're the person with a gun. So what first instinct that I would think is, oh, it's coming from you.
Yeah. And we've been balancing that talk with other talk about things that just don't matter as much. Like this one. A soccer player got kicked in the testicle and lost it. The guy missed the ball and kicked him right.
Oh,
what?
He kicked it like as hard as he would kick a soccer ball.
A soccer player had to have a testicle removed after an opponent missed the ball and kicked him right in it.
He lost one.
Mm-hmm. Lost a testicle.
Mm. One piloto. Okay.
One. That's it.
What?
That's it.
That's the name of Lance Armstrong's coffee shop.
I know.
One. What is it? One pelota?
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, piloto.
One ball?
Pelota.
Yeah, one ball.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
It sounds much better, one pelota. Like if you're going to get coffee.
There's two stories for you. One that's heavy.
Yeah.
And one that hurts. Like,
yes.
It's not heavy. You know what I mean? So we'll do that. We're balancing today. There was a crazy story that came out yesterday where they were filming a bank robbery scene, but they didn't let the cops know.
Yeah.
So the cops showed up. The cops shot the actor.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the actor wouldn't put down his gun.
Yeah. I mean, here, I'll play this from...
Drop the gun now!
And so all of a sudden, someone calls 911 because they saw a masked man with a gun enter the building, so the police responded. The body camera footage shows the officer saying, "Hey, drop the weapon," which you heard right there. The actor was shot, but he didn't die. The movie production company did not tell police or nearby businesses that a film was being shot. They reviewed the evidence. They will not file charges.
Bobby, you're an actor.
Some would say.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, people typically have to get, like, permits to film, right?
Depends where you're. If you're a private residence, I don't know. But it's still common sense if you're going into a bank to let everybody know.
Yeah.
And especially let the cops know.
And exactly. A mask and a gun.
And then does the guy think the cop is a actor too?
Like, oh, it's part of the
like
scene?
Improv.
No, I don't think it's improv.
Oh.
I don't. I think the...
Jeez.
Whatever happened there, everybody made a lot of wrong decisions.
Yeah.
The cop didn't. The cop thought somebody was robbing a bank with a gun. I wouldn't put the gun down.
I know. And now he's shot somebody.
Yeah, but the guy didn't die.
I know, but still, it's just hard to know you once you've shot somebody.
Our brains are only wired to work about 25 hours per week.
Yep.
Bobby's for sure.
Bobby's is like 500
no, a normal
hours
brain.
A week.
Yeah.
According to studies conducted by scientists, our brains aren't built to work on normal work week hours. Instead of, it's like 25 hours a week. After that, the brain starts to decline, making employees less effective and efficient.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Amy's got about 2 good hours a week.
And, and then shut
what?
Down.
Well, here's
you're
something.
That makes me sound like I'm not, that's back it on that. That makes me sound like I'm not a hard worker.
But do you feel like you're working right now?
This happens to be my job, Eddie.
I know, but does it feel like work?
But yes. What I'm saying about Amy is, and this says
you,
here.
No, you're
is
talking about attention
to
span.
To be efficient. Yes. Amy got on to listen.
No.
Amy
I know
got on
to
me
no.
for getting on to her.
No.
Okay.
Wait, what do you mean?
No, I felt bad for you that you have to do this for me. But then I thought, is this really how do other employees, like I was picturing, like we
tell
have a different
I,
job. Listen, I noticed, and then I thought about it for days, that he claps at me sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed that.
And I'm like,
I can't get her attention.
Okay,
she's like my dog.
No, we'll be doing things, and he'll be like, focus. And I'm like, so, like, say we were in accounting and he was my boss or something and I'm sitting there crunching the numbers, like, and we're in a normal job. Would a person ever to their employee be like, focus?
But
like,
we're not in a normal job. And there'll be times I'm on the air talking and Amy has been on the shows on.
That's
her
true.
Ear plugs aren't in. She's on her computer probably like shopping at...
I am not. Don't say I'm shopping just because these guys say I'm shopping.
Nasty gal.
Sometimes you clap and she doesn't even notice.
No,
so that's,
no, this was, I know, we were in his office doing stuff and he clapped at me one-on-one. Like,
oh, the one-on-one clap.
Yeah,
that's what I did to my kids.
I know. That's what I did to my dog. That's why I said that. It started as just a simple like wave and she would... Then the wave wore off and didn't work anymore. Then I would do a big wave, and then now I'd be like, hey. And yeah. So she like pops out of it and refocuses.
Okay, well,
it works.
I'm just saying, be clear about my attention span is maybe 2 hours. Like,
a week.
Not my work ethic.
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. You have a great... Hey, we got to wrap this up.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
A Virginia man went to a gas station and was like, hey, let me get a lottery ticket. I said, okay, which one do you want? He goes, yeah, I don't know. You pick which one. So he picked and the guy ended up winning $225,000.
Oh!
He said, you pick which one?
Yeah, wow!
So do you give him a little?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, like a little tip.
It's easy to say that when it's not your money, but probably. Like, I think I would.
Well,
but
not like $20,000 or anything.
Okay, but some people would say, why not give him half of it? He picked
it. Whoa, no way.
Listen, for me, I never want to tell people what to do with their money. So, yeah, would I, of course, because I'd be like, man, that's some good luck.
Yeah. That's like
I don't think
dealer.
Lunchbox would give any money. I mean,
I don't think I'd give money.
Why?
Because he didn't do any. I mean, he's working. He's doing his job. He handed me a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
The winning.
I mean, I'd like him. He'd be a high five, hug, picture. Thanks.
Oh, you get a picture.
Yeah.
Sweet.
There you go.
I'll let him touch the ticket.
Uh-huh. I wonder, Eddie, and you have two kids. Obviously, your youngest kid has no idea what's going on with the news.
He doesn't.
Because he's four.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you have a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
So whenever this happens and all these people die, how as a dad did you talk to your 9-year-old? How does the school talk to him? How does he even know? Like, I have all these questions.
Yeah, so school really hasn't brought it up. I guess they felt like it really wasn't their place to do it. But it's funny that he found out through our show. You know, they were on their way to school. And, you know, when this happened to us, we didn't know. It was 3 a.m. when we woke up and we were all finding out. So I didn't even tell my wife about it. And so she was finding out and they were all finding out when we were talking about it.
So did he ask you about it?
So he did. He asked my wife about it. My wife kind of gave him a little background on what happened. And then I went home and told him, you know, that I loved him and that we were there, but we were safe and everything was okay with us. But this is what happened. And I kind of explained to him what went down. And he was sad. He really was genuinely sad about it. And it makes him now a little scared of things, which that's just his personality, to get a little worried. And so now he's kind of got this worried feeling with him, like everywhere we go, like, are we okay here? Are we okay there? Which is kind of what you worry about when you're a parent. Like, you don't want to scare your kids. You want to inform them. But I felt like he's 9, you know, and he needed to know what this was. And especially because he saw me moping around the last couple of days and he kind of needed to know what I was feeling.
Did it freak him out that you were on that same stage the night before? Or did it, or that you, I don't know, like, or was it just the whole thing that freaked him out?
Yeah, I think everything did. I think the fact that I was there freaked him out, because when we got back on Sunday, I was showing him videos of our show, and he's like, "Oh, that's so cool! And look at them; they're so happy and everything. That's so great." And then the next day, you know, he kind of put that in place, like that was there. It was just crazy to see him figure it all out.
I guess now for the first time, you're having to actually explain things to him.
Yeah,
you know, like real life. Because if you don't, school, somebody, a kid
exactly.
at school will.
And we've talked about this, you know, the last couple of years. And when stuff we see in the news happens, like I was always avoiding it. Like I do not want to have. I don't want him to worry about it. Not yet. He's still a kid. But man, he's 9 now, and he's understanding what all this stuff is. So this is something we have to do.
And again, I don't know how schools work. They didn't have any. They don't talk about it.
They haven't really talked about it. Which,
do you feel like they should?
I don't know. I'll go ahead and lean in
in the direction of no, because I don't think there's a right way or a wrong way to do it, but there's definitely, we know as parents, our kids a little better than, say, a school does or a principal does. And so the way we tell them is probably going to be the best way that anyone can tell them.
Oh, man. Okay, we'll switch off that. Hey, you want the top 10 must-watch shows last week? Kevin Can Wait is at number 10. I bring that up because that's the song, the show with Kevin James, where they brought back Leah Remini.
So
they killed off his first wife.
Oh.
And you know how they did the first episode? It was like he was like reading a pamphlet like, oh, I'm going to miss her. And then it was like, boom, the next King of Queens wife comes back. Like it's somebody else.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they just put switched her in there as the wife. Yeah. No. I was like, wow, okay.
I'm almost positive that's not it. Grey's Anatomy, Empire, The Voice, all up there. Will and Grace. Okay, so top five. Young Sheldon came in at number five, which is the Big Bang Theory. The kid when he was younger, Sheldon.
Oh, I watched it.
Yeah. I didn't think that was a show.
No, because I guess maybe maybe it was a little funny, but maybe I missed some of the jokes. I didn't realize it was part of the Big Bang Theory. I just did not understand
the whole concept of it.
I had no idea. I just thought it was. I thought it was like a smart kid that went to high school and was like kind of a smart, you know, getting in trouble because he's real. I mean, and so I was like, man, I don't get some of these jokes. Maybe I'm missing it.
So yeah, it's the Big Bang Theory, just in back in the day.
Okay, so I can delete that off my DVR list.
He's done with it.
Big Bang Theory was at three for the week. The number one and two shows were football. Sunday Night Football was number one. Thursday Night Football was number two.
Always,
which is not surprising.
Yeah.
So those are the TV ratings. What, you didn't know that?
Young Sheldon.
You didn't know that was Big Bang Theory?
No idea.
Oh man, what is this guy? Definitely a different feel today with the show. You know, to see yesterday just put into about 2 minutes with all the artists coming in and sharing their thoughts. On my Twitter at the top, there's a video, and it's everybody from Keith Urban to Brothers Osborne to Low Cash and Jansen, everybody who came in, and they're only talking for a few seconds, but it's all put together in a clip, and it's a really strong clip. And it just kind of lets you feel a bit of how all the artists are feeling after what happened this weekend. And take a few minutes to go look at it if you want. You know, like I said, we've decided consciously to have a little more fun on the show today. And at times it's felt weird and been open about talking about that. But the clip's good. We also, I just update you, we made these shirts and they're love greater than hate shirts. And with you guys, we've been able to raise over $120,000 in a day to donate to the victims. And those are up at bobbybones.com. I'll move off that. I just wanted to talk about that for a second. We've been talking about it throughout the morning, but just wanted to reiterate. I can switch it up and talk about this Taco Bell employee. It has nothing to do with National Taco Day. Just coincidental that she's accused of stealing and eating $25,000 worth of tacos.
Oh,
like on the job.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of tacos.
Listen.
She must have worked there a long time.
Yes. She's accused of stealing more than $30,000 worth of food over the last 5 years. She was arrested at her home yesterday morning by the Waco Police Department. The 41-year-old woman was charged with 960 accusations of petty theft. According to the Taco Bell spokesperson, she ate more than $25,000 worth of tacos, as well as burritos, quesadillas, nachos.
Oh my goodness.
Soft drinks. Over the 5 years that she worked for the food chain.
How the hell do they tally that?
She would eat at least 12 tacos on each of her shifts.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I thought that was okay.
No.
Like, I thought it was okay to grab a taco.
Every place is different.
Every place is different. I worked at restaurants where they give you half off. I worked at restaurants where they give you full off.
Yeah.
I worked at restaurants end of the night. If the cook felt like cooking something, you could eat it. But if you didn't, you wouldn't.
Okay.
My mom worked for Taco Bell office, and growing up, she had a card with her picture on it, and we could go to Taco Bell and get 50% off.
Really?
So we got a bean burrito for like 20 cents.
Oh, when I worked at Dunkin' Donuts, I could eat all the donuts I wanted.
See, everything.
Yeah.
This woman was like, I can't believe. Like, they had two options to go here.
Okay.
They could have said, we're arresting you, or they could have made a commercial out of her.
Oh, wow.
No.
Interesting.
No, she has. If you make a commercial out of her, no, she's.
Like, I get it. I get it.
What would the commercial be about? Like, how do you do
that? She ate 12 tacos
every day. She ate over $25,000 in tacos. Like, that's a commercial. She loved it so much. She ate over $25,000 worth of their food.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. So that's where my mind goes. Everybody goes, ah, oh, she's a thief. She's stealing stuff. I go, I'll put her in a commercial.
She's special. She 12
She
tacos.
Loves the product. She's working there and eating all of it. So there's that. You know what the weird thing is? So we, weeks ago, Eddie and I are in a band called The Raging Idiots. We put out this song, just a goofy song called Namaste. You just put it out, thought we'd play it one day and it'd be over. People started downloading it. Last week was our biggest download of week ever. I had like thousands of downloads. Then hundreds of thousands of streams. And all of a sudden, it's become a thing. And I was way against changing it because I was like, it's so dumb. Like, the song is just a dumb song. It wasn't meant to be anything more than what it is. And wrote with Walker Hayes, a great friend of mine. You can actually hear him on part of the track going, gotta beat it like Jackson, you know?
And who does the roof?
Walker does the roof.
Yes, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah. So what happened was our company came to us and said, we need you to make this song a little more country because we think that stations need to play it. So today, Natalie Stovall, who plays fiddle, is going to add fiddle to the song. And we don't have it yet.
That'll do it.
So we're going to make – I know. It felt like sacrificing. But we're going to do it because people that don't know us, like, people think the song is good enough to put out in, like, service to all the radio.
It is. Okay. It's so good.
How about it? Like, our – like we leave a record label, then we have a song there.
I know. That's crazy. The timing is crazy.
Like, we – okay. If you haven't heard this song, I'll play it for you. I'm not acting like it should win the CMA, you know?
Well,
we had a fiddle to it today. It won't be on tomorrow because it takes a while to mix. But, yeah. Here, I'll just play it for you. And you can download it or you can not. But it's been crazy to see how many people have downloaded this song. Because I never thought it was anything more than just a little goofy song. Who knew it was one of the greatest songs ever written?
Yes, exactly.
Who knew they'd be compared to the Beatles?
You know?
Like the Stones, the Beatles, Namaste. By the way, I'll say this. And I know that Lunchbox's friend watched us play, and he didn't even know that she was there, and sent a glowing review.
Really?
Yeah, she was there on Saturday, I guess you guys played. She was like, I didn't know Bobby and Eddie have a real band. Oh my gosh, they're so much fun. The crowd is loving them. We are jamming out.
We're definitely fun.
Yes.
And that's a good word.
She said, yeah, they're really good.
But she said a real band. I mean,
we do have a real band. Like,
I know.
Our band is real.
Well, right,
she just said we're really good.
We have the most legitimate band ever. It's just the two front guys
that are weak. Yeah. How ironic is that?
Everybody, including y'all, everybody is talented. It's just you bring a different kind of talent to the stage.
Here's her exact text. Oh, yeah. Holy crap, you need to tell Bobby and the band they were awesome. They had Vegas rocking and they were so much fun. All my friends loved it. We didn't realize they were a real band. They were a pleasant surprise to the entire day.
Wow, look at that.
Whoa. Boom.
Well, there you have it.
Oh, tell her thanks, Lunch.
Yeah. And Lunchbox wouldn't make that up. He'd actually make up the opposite.
Yeah.
He would. That'd be his style.
So we're out. We're going to play Lubbock and Tulsa in a couple weeks. Where do we start? Stephen Avery from Making a Murderer. You mean serving a life term for the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. The judge has denied request for a new trial. He presented all of his evidence, and the judge said no. Three of the arguments included DNA and scientific testing, and so no to that.
Wow.
Do you know any more about if there's going to be a continuation of the documentary?
No.
Okay.
Kept hearing there was.
I know. I just hadn't heard an update. I didn't know. Normally, if it's out there, you know.
I don't know.
Then it's
so
not
it
out
must
there.
Not be out there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm just
you would know.
Don't worry, people. It's not out there.
By the way, we mentioned earlier about this Taco Bell employee accused of stealing and eating $25,000 worth of tacos. And I was like, well, they arrested her, but I would have put her in a commercial. And Lunchbox was one that gave me that story. And Lunchbox is known as being Mr. Fake News.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
so
great.
As soon as we get off the air, Morgan number two, our head of digital, goes, that story's not true. Lunchbox gave me a fake news story.
What do you mean it's not true?
It's not true at all?
No, it's on a World News Daily Report, which is a satire site.
So that's like
it's
The Onion?
It's on a satire site?
Yeah. Like
Lunchbox is taking The Onion and giving us news.
Lunchbox.
Look, how am I supposed to know? I read a news story and
you just Bob jerk it out.
Wow, that's so detailed. She lived in
Waco.
Exactly,
that's what I'm saying.
Had a family. Fed them all tacos. She had 12 a day.
I was kind of feeling bad for her because I was like, man, she's probably...
I was like...
She's broke.
I get it. I would eat tacos too all day long.
She wasn't even real.
When you said $25,000 or however much it was worth of food, like I was thinking she must have worked there like almost her entire life. Bobby's like, she's worked there 5 years. I'm like, what? That's so much Taco Bell.
You can't hand me a story because he goes, hey, this is a good one.
But that's his wheelhouse.
Because he was like, today's National Taco Day. Here's this story.
Look, Eddie, this is from
from another radio station. Fake news.
It is from another radio station.
They got duped too.
Dang, you got got by
you
another
got
radio
by
station.
Another station?
Man.
They probably heard us talk about it like everybody else has stole it and then did it.
Oh no.
See, I Googled it to see if there was other places that had it up and they did, so I wasn't the only one.
You probably started it. Stop that.
I apologize. I thought
you didn't. Now you are. Go ahead.
I thought it was a good story.
How do you start an apology?
He goes, I apologize. No, you haven't apologized. Go ahead.
I thought it was a good news story when I read it. I was like, man, that's intriguing and that's interesting to talk about. I didn't call the Taco
intriguing.
Bell. So do I need to call every story and be like, can I get confirmed sources?
Apologizing.
You still haven't apologized.
Man.
You won't do it.
I messed up.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake.
Lunchbox is fake news.
Fake news.
Here's a question because I was going to go give blood today. I've about an hour on my schedule today where I'm free to go do something, and so I was going to go give blood. But someone said, because I've been to Haiti in the last year, that maybe I can't give blood.
Yeah, I was Googling some stuff on my end, too, because I've even had blood, tests done in Haiti. Through the Red Cross there, though, because they needed blood. But they denied me because it was my time of the month. I don't know if that's accurate, but in Haiti, there don't let you. They say your blood's no good at that time. So I've been looking up stuff, too. I think that we still, I don't know. I'm either making an appointment today or tomorrow. I guess I'll find out. I couldn't find anything for sure online. Did you?
Yeah, tweet. I believe all.
Yeah, I mean, someone surely out there has to know. Because, I mean, but think of how many people travel the world but still give blood.
No, that would mean they can't give blood if they go to places.
Oh, I feel like these people I see traveling the world, I see them also giving blood.
We took a rapid test, and I don't really remember seeing that on the list because I hadn't left the country ever. So,
well, yeah.
I was like, no. But there were some countries on the list. I just don't know if Haiti was on there.
Okay, so it's specific. It's not just if you've gone to Canada.
How'd you do in needles? I don't do well with needles.
I learned a lot about myself when I donated blood. Last time I donated blood was in high school, and you could skip class for an hour, so I did it. And it was no big deal to me then. Jeez, at 38 years old, I was getting dizzy. As soon as I'd look at the bag, I'd get weak. The needle hurt. She missed my vein 10 times.
Oh, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
But other than that, hey, man.
Bobby.
It was good donating blood, and I'm glad I did it.
Bobby, if you go, you need a buddy and snacks.
I'm petrified, but that's why I should go.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
And they provide snacks. They have a whole free thing
of
snacks.
I got plenty of snacks. I'm not worried about snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Or all the orange juice you want.
What? One time you donated, you passed out at Chick-fil-A.
I fell down.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I fell down. You know how TV people wake up from and there are people standing in a circle over them?
Yes.
Yeah, I fell down at Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't one of my greater moments. One of my friends was in a car wreck, and they were like, hey, he needs blood. And I was like, okay. And I went. And one, it's psychological to me. And I'm freaked out more than just walking in. So, boom. I walked out, and away I went. Boom, right in Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go. Listen, I need to do it because I can't say to people on this radio show, hey, you should give blood if I'm not giving blood. I don't say, hey, you should give money if I'm not giving money. So, I need to go. It'll be today. Hopefully, I can go.
Yeah. We just need to know Haiti, shingles, and tuberculosis.
No, wait a minute.
First of all, Amy, you have a whole different thing going on.
Amy, I was fine. I donated tuberculosis. They didn't even ask.
And parasites, possibly.
Oh, my goodness.
If they're still around. I know. It's a whole thing.
Is that it?
Do you want to go together?
Oh, boy. Volunteer pilots are flying plane loads of dogs and cats out of Puerto Rico. Has your husband talked about doing anything like this?
Yeah. That's something I think would be a dream job for him, which he could still go do. I mean, some of these pilots, positions, they're actually paid positions depending on the nonprofit, or they are straight up just volunteer. There's some people that do animal rescue. There's some people that do angel flights and fly organs and all kinds of things. I would love it if he did that one day. He talks about it, but
As being a job.
Yeah, I guess. I think right now he's just so focused on his work and what he does that he's not able to do that. But maybe when life slows down a little bit, since he has that skill set, he could make that his anything to volunteer.
Yeah, these guys, Wings of Rescue are flying animals out of Puerto Rico.
Super cool.
Yeah, that is cool. You know the hashtag first world problems?
Yeah.
So, just so you know what that is, like in 1997, they asked people, they say, hey, like, what are the first world problems? 1997. Okay, so you're looking at 20 years ago. The things that people wanted were having a happy relationship, being able to pay rent, and they were scared of their photos being overexposed. Again, the photo thing is just something that people, they did that now again 20 years later. And the top two things are no free Wi-Fi and finding ripe avocados.
Wow. Mm.
There's something called avocado anxiety.
Huh. Oh, it's a thing. If you go to the store and they're all bright green, you got to figure out, how can I ripen these ASAP? Like, I need to use this avocado today. And that I've done it where I like buy one, I put it in a paper sack with a banana and like stick it in a dark corner.
Like, what's wrong with you people?
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
I don't know if that works, but I'm just trying to ripen the anything, the banana, the avocado, get ripe, more ripe.
Avocado anxiety?
Wow.
Yes.
What's happening here? We're creating our own problems. We're creating new problems. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Did you see that Instagram now has polls?
No.
Like how you can do a poll on Twitter. You can now do an Insta poll if you've got a decision to make and you want people's opinion.
No. Do it for fun, not if you have a decision to make.
Like a life decision.
I like it.
No.
Should I have kids?
Should I marry this woman?
No. Go ahead.
Okay.
How do I do it? I got mine up
right
now.
Listen, okay. It says, now you can quickly poll your followers on Instagram. Instagram stories will now let you add poll stickers, which give you two options to a question. People who view your story can choose an answer by tapping one of the options, and you'll be able to see the results real time.
Okay, so what do I do? Because I have it up.
Go to Insta Story.
I'm in.
Do you see a poll sticker?
Oh, so I gotta find a sticker.
Yeah, that thing up top, I think, with the square and the smiley face that gives you options.
That means you gotta take a picture first or something. You can't just load it.
You have to ask a question, and then you can add the...
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Okay. We're doing this live.
Hey, everyone looking at my Insta Story. Do you think Amy's funny?
Yes.
Press yes or press no. Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, now.
This is cool to see it all in action.
Let me load it here. Now, okay. Oh, there's a poll.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Okay.
Hold on. Ask a question. Is Amy funny? ?
And then give them the option yes.
Done. And make a
plan. Yes.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say.
Yes and yes.
I'm going to hit it to my story right now.
Yeah.
If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and you look at my story, you can vote on that poll.
Yeah.
I had no idea. What is that?
I'm voting right now.
I know. My pile is full of great information.
My pile is full of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Okay. What else do we got? That was my favorite one. So, okay. So there might be a new technology coming out where, or it may already be out, just hasn't made it to America quite yet, where we're going to be able to change the station just with hand gestures. Like if you're watching TV and you're not even going to need a remote, you can just be like, or other body movements. I guess you could just program it to whatever. You can be like, wave your hands to the left. That means like.
Well, the Wii and stuff could do that.
Yeah.
So I'm already getting annoyed when I have to actually push the number into a remote.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Because you can talk to it.
I stay in a lot of hotels because I travel a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll go and I'll be like, I don't know what channels are anymore because on my remote TV, I go boop and I go TBS. Nick at Night, and it'll find it. Razorback football, and I just yell at my remote all the time.
Yeah.
So then when I go, and I'm like, I don't know what chant.
Oh my god.
I know it's ruining me. And the same thing with like setting alarms on my phone. I just tell it to Siri. I don't even.
It's
push
ruining
button.
You.
Really?
I just yell at Siri.
Oh, yeah. Man.
This is getting very dramatic.
What else?
Do you, Bobby, get notifications on your phone? Like every time you get an email, do you get a pop up like email?
No, not emails. But I have certain sources that I will. Like right now, USA Today, CNN, Fox News, and The Washington Post are the ones that I have that send me. And Billboard.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you're good. Because it says, if you have notifications for emails on your phone, phone updates, obviously, it puts you in a cranky mood. Especially if you get a lot of emails. Because then your phone is just constantly going, and then it's like overload.
Well, it'll shake, and I'll see that number grow.
Mm.
But I don't know what they are on purpose.
And do you have to address the number? to make yourself feel better.
Oh, that has to go to zero. If I open it, it goes all the way to zero.
I like to ignore the number.
I know you do.
Okay, let's see. There are some keywords in case any of our listeners have a dating profile out there. I am going to hook you up with words you need to use that are going to get you a date.
All right, go ahead.
Physically fit. All right. I think it's a good response.
What about the picture? Do you have to be physically fit in the picture? Or do you just feel like I'm...
That's the trick.
Yes, I'm not physically fit.
Yeah, it's a key word. So you're going to get people to like click on you more.
Yes, not really small.
Opposite of physically fit. Mm-hmm. Please swipe. Go ahead.
If you are spontaneous.
Okay. Ah, that's a good one. Spontaneous. All right. You can spell it right, though. Go ahead.
That is the truth. Outgoing and optimistic. So those words motivate women to click on your profile more.
I click Amy no. It's not funny. Right now, Amy has 89% yes, she's funny, 11% no.
Yeah!
11% no. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I focus on the positive.
And just like, joking with
I'm
you,
I'm focusing on that 89% that thinks I'm funny.
Like 23,000 people have voted in like 4 minutes.
Really?
On my Insta story.
Wow, that's fast.
I mean, I get a bunch of hits. Not to brag, you know what I'm saying, but hey.
Dang, I don't even get 23,000 to look at mine.
I don't have 23,000 total.
Does your arm hurt?
Yeah, for patting myself on the back. But listen.
Oh.
it's funny to. I like how they.
It just ruined your joke.
It just ruined your joke, hey?
Yeah, but I mean, it's funny that I was being funny when people are voting about me.
Okay. She's trying to promote her funny right now.
She's trying to throw some comedy in there.
I like what they show you who looks at it.
Yeah.
Like whatever. Because I can see Brett Eldredge just looked at my.
Oh, wow. What did he vote?
I don't know what he voted, though.
Oh,
I call
if anybody voted.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need to find out what he did.
Since it's not officially the morning corny, I have a joke that doesn't fit in the corny, but I think could fit here where people are voting on if I'm funny or not. But it's not inappropriate.
You're already winning.
I know, but
she wants to turn that 11 into zero.
The morning corny.
I bought some shoes from a drug dealer.
What in the world are you doing?
Okay, that number's getting high. 11's going to 15
right
now.
Can everybody please go vote on my Instagram that she's not funny? Go ahead.
Repeat it. Okay.
Yeah, that's not a repeatable joke. Okay. You bought some shoes from a drug dealer, you say?
Yeah. I'm not sure what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
All right. Okay. 90-10.
No.
Yes,
no.
It's not funny.
Listen.
Not
funny. I'm officially polling to say, hey, go vote no on my Insta story.
What?
Follow me, Mr. Bobby Jones, and vote no.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
And you say mine are over the line.
That wasn't over the line.
No, what was wrong with that?
No, and fun fact, if you see shoes tied on a power line up above, you're likely in a space where a drug deal could be going down.
I don't know that that's true.
That is true.
I see shoes on a thing all the time.
I think it's just people throwing them over.
No,
so
I have talked
because
to people
listen, no.
From Compton.
From Compton.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Yes, I
Amy, enough.
And the streets of Chicago.
Please go vote. Please go vote no on Amy being funny.
The streets of Chicago.
Please go vote no.
What do you know from the streets of Chicago?
Also, I'm telling you, we haven't laughed in days.
Yes, it feels great.
And I feel delirious.
And it's almost, yeah.
Because yesterday all I did was cry.
I know.
So, sorry if I have a funny drug dealer shoe joke.
Okay, hold on. Let me just stop you and say, let's just talk about this logically for a second.
Yeah.
If you were a drug dealer, the last thing you would want to do is put an arrow above your head.
Exactly.
Pointing down at where the drug deals were.
Everyone knows
that,
where you're going to do
that
it.
Area.
Okay. That's the worst logic I've ever heard.
You likely have to show up and do some special whistle.
Okay, here's the thing. Anytime there's a drug deal, you put a light right up and you fill it up and it says drugs here and you point an arrow.
Yeah.
By the way, can I give myself a shout out for the Light Bright reference? That nobody under the age of about 30 even knows what that
shout
is.
Shout out Light Bright.
Shout out Light Bright reference. Good
Thank
job.
You.
Yeah. Pat yourself on the back again.
Thank you. Go and vote no, Amy's not funny.
Yes, no.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, and look at my story.
Let people speak for themselves.
I do.
Oh, I just missed it. I got to go back.
Oh, I'm going to go.
Too many taps.
I have to go vote for myself right now.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I want to share a story with you I thought was kind of amazing. There's a girl, she's washing dishes at Chipotle in Austin, and someone walks in from a modeling agency and goes, hey, you could be a model. You should come to my office. And she's like, okay. And she goes, and she's like in Paris and Mulan. And
yeah.
Like, straight
Stop
up
it.
Is like landing huge jobs.
Amazing.
Just
she
like
was
that.
Washing dishes at Chipotle in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You are lying.
No. It's a real story.
We don't bring fake news like you do.
Where did you hear this?
I saw it all over in the news.
I did too.
Wait. This is just one of those stories like, oh, I was just found in the mall.
Brooklyn Decker was found at the mall.
Stop.
It happens, right?
No.
Well, Bobby, you know your friends with her.
No, she was not found at the mall.
Yes, she was. She was
no,
at the mall.
Wasn't.
Okay.
He knows everything. Let him go.
But, like, if somebody came up to you at your work and said that, come to my office, I'm going to make you a model. Like, I'd be like, I'm good.
They were.
Wow.
Like, one time, Raymond, our producer, went into a guy's basement and took, like, pictures in his underwear because the guy told him he was a photographer.
For Express.
Right,
clothing
store.
Yeah, I mean, it started out as a mall thing, and then we did end up going to a house. And
just rewind. You met him at a mall.
Yes.
And he said to you what?
It's a modeling shoot for the company Express. We're looking for some guy models. And I said, I'm very interested. He's like, I noticed you in the mall. And I was like, okay, cool. So we went over to the guy's house. He had all professional equipment, took the photos, never really heard anything back.
But Ray, were you like...
Why is he by himself? And two, didn't you take your clothes off?
Yes.
I mean, I was in boxers, but I...
For a clothing ad.
And he gave you...
They have boxers with Express. They have shirts. They have jeans. I modeled all kinds of stuff like that.
But you were wearing Express brand clothing for Express.
Yeah.
Express boxers.
They were Express. They didn't, like, have a name on them. It was just, like, bad boxers.
Right. Right. So where are the pictures?
That's what I'm saying. It was almost like if you didn't get the job, you never saw the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you just think you didn't get the job.
Exactly.
There were other people that auditioned.
Was anyone in the room with you?
Not at the time, but he said that other people had scheduled, like, later on that night.
And did they give you drinks to loosen you up?
We did have a couple drinks, but they said that because it's awkward, getting photographed and
stuff. It shouldn't be awkward if you're a model.
But he's not.
No,
he's
I know, but it was like, he was a guy, I was a guy, we were at his house, it was nighttime. So he's like, have a drink. So I had a couple beers, and it did loosen me up.
And then you took your clothes off.
And were you like
for
on
one
bed?
Of the shoots? Yes, and I was like laying down on a couch. But most of the time, I was in a t-shirt. I was wearing jeans, doing some normal photo shoots.
Oh my god!
So, what kind of credentials did he show you from Express?
I didn't ask for any. What do I need to say, sir? Can you please prove to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it was just you two, him and you.
It was me and him. But later on, other people probably came in and auditioned as well.
Did you ever get paid?
It wasn't a paid. It was an audition. This was to get a gig, a huge one, with the magazine. I just never landed it.
Yeah, Bobby, if he had landed it, he would have seen the photos and gotten paid.
Roughly how many pictures did he take of you?
Oh, I was there for an hour.
For an audition. Okay.
In your underwear.
Yeah, for one of the scenes, because I was laying on a couch. What are you supposed to be in?
I'm laying on a couch. I can't take this.
Some drinks.
That's too much.
Oh, my goodness. This is one of my favorite races.
Hey, I thought it was a great deal because it was free. I didn't even have to pay the guy.
You were.
Yeah, you got nothing out of it.
No, guys, he didn't do anything.
Yes,
he hung out with
a
guy in his house.
But
the
point of it was, he said all the time people are discovered at malls. He's like, you could be the next person.
Okay.
And I was like, well, let's take that shot, man. Where do I sign up? And so I did it.
Yeah.
Then you took your clothes off and went to his house and let him take pictures of you.
Yeah, and I mean,
You never saw the pictures. Did you ever see him again?
I never auditioned again. I didn't get the gig.
Did you ever knock on his door and be like, excuse me, fine, sir. Are you still here?
I mean, I do have the guy's address. I could go to his house if I really wanted to, but I don't care to.
Let's go.
Okay. I wouldn't want to see him again either.
Yeah,
right?
I'm just going to roll
be a
up
little awkward.
Yeah, well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Roll up to the guy's house and say, hey, man, could you tell me who ended up getting that job? I'd love to see his magazine shoot or whatever.
Do you feel like you got tricked into taking your clothes off in the guy's basement? Yes or no? Yes or no, right?
We lost him.
No, we didn't. Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
I said... Do I feel like I get tricked? No. If you do a photo shoot, most of the time you're in somebody's house. Guaranteed.
No, that's not true
at
all.
That's not true, right? I've done a lot of photo shoots.
All that one time Bobby did arrange us a show photo shoot and we met this guy's house. I was like, where are we? It was in our early days. I think Bobby was paying for it.
We didn't have any money.
We had no money.
It was cheap. But we did get the pictures.
At least
we got the pictures.
We did.
Oh, Raymond.
Oh, man.
And we were all together. So safe. The
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here today. If you want to go to BobbyBones.com, you can see our Love is Greater Than Hate shirts and our Pimp and Joy all going to the Las Vegas victims. They're up if you want to see. If you want to donate blood, if you want to just go straight to the GoFundMe that's been verified to help. Oh, there are a lot of ways to help. We're going to go. We appreciate you being here with us again today. So we'll leave it at that, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps. You think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.